the historic moment at Wimbledon. This weekend, we'll see the first Arab player to reach a Grand Slam singles final. Ans Jabeur of Tunisia is an artist on the grass court. She's also the first African woman to reach a final since the 1960s. And she will be up against a big serving titan, Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan, who's also making history as a first. So, time for an underhand serve to Christopher Clary, covering Wimbledon for the New York Times. Christopher, hi again.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. So last week on our show, you picked Ans Jabeur to make the final. Tell us a little bit of her life story, the Minister of Happiness, according to your article.
That's what they call her in Tunisia, where she's from. And she's bringing a lot of joy there and a lot of joy here. I was out on the Henman Hill, which is the big hill that overlooks the grounds here at the club. Yesterday, there were a couple of Tunisian families out there and never been to tennis matches before. So she's bringing in a whole new audience. And I think that's really going to be her potential power, is doing that in her region of the world, all through North Africa and the Arab world in general, because there have been very few players coming out of there over the years, even in the pro game anywhere. And now she's a potential Wimbledon champion.
Yeah, and so it's just such an ambassador. She's big smiles on the court after she wins. Maybe she smiles because she's winning. But big clash of styles in this final. Elena Rybakina has a huge serve. So what are you looking for?
It is an interesting matchup. I mean, Ans Jabeur is one of the, I'd say, most creative and sort of flashiest players in tennis. She's kind of a female version of Roger Federer on the grass. Loves to
drop shot and approach the net.
And yep. She has really the whole range of strokes. Rybakina is a tall, about 6 feet tall, big server, kind of a whippet, and she runs pretty well, but she has a big, big weapon there. And they've played three times before. Never on grass, though. Ans Jabeur's won two of those matches. So I would make her, just based on her recent form, her ability to change the pace and adjust, I would give her a slight edge, but it could be a very, very tight match. If Rybakina plays the way she can and keeps her nerve, she can be a very overwhelming type of player.
Yeah. Let's talk quickly on the men's side. Rafael Nadal sadly pulled out with injury, so Australian Nick Kyrgios gets to walk through to the final. He's been a big personality throughout his career, but certainly in London this week. Tantrums on the court, and also some beautiful tennis. How's he playing now?
Well, Nick Kyrgios is really a one-off in tennis. People compare him to McEnroe, but he's actually different than McEnroe. McEnroe was somebody who always cared and always had coaches and practiced hard, and Nick is somebody who marches to his own beat. And I've always felt, like a lot of people who follow the game, that if he put it all together and got his head in the right place and the right draw, he was very dangerous, and it's happened here. Obviously, not having to play Nadal, who was injured in the semifinals, is a big boost, but also gives him a lot of time to think. He said he only slept for about 1 hour last night, and he's hoping that he can sleep a little bit better the next couple nights before he plays what appears to be, we'll see if it's Novak Djokovic or Cam Norrie, but probably Novak Djokovic.
Mm-hmm. Well, just quickly, I mean, when I watch Kyrgios, I'm kind of watching for the antics, but what part of his tennis game should we be watching?
Nick can really invent shots that haven't been hit. I mean, he loves to hit touch shots, and he can just blast a serve with his loose arm, which is almost impossible to read. And so he can make very, very good returners look very average. He's been hitting ace after ace here. He likes to hit the underhand serve as well. And he's a guy who creates on the move. And that's really the beauty of Nick, is that he's really a crowd pleaser in that regard, even though he can be very tough on umpires and lines people.
Christopher Clary, sorry to cut you off of the New York Times. Thanks. Enjoy.